Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Now, in the last couple of minutes, the Central Statistics Office has published new figures showing that wholesale electricity prices here rose by 2% in April, but they were down almost 30% on April of last year and almost 60% on April of 2022. Now, you'll remember, we all do, the dramatic hike in energy following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Let's get some analysis on all of this now. Senior Lecturer in Clean Energy at University College Cork, Paul Dean, is with us. Dr. Paul Dean, in fact. Paul, you're very welcome. Good to talk to you again. So will you translate all of this? Because we're talking about the wholesale price of energy here. How much does that dictate the price that we all pay as consumers in our bills?
Yeah, good morning, Claire. Look, yeah, there's some good news here. Even though the headline figure from the CSO is talking about a slight increase in wholesale electricity prices this month relative to last month, the kind of headline or important figure here is that prices are down from a wholesale perspective about 30% over the last 12 months. Now, that's good because that means that's cheaper and more affordable electricity bills for us all. But we've got to be careful here about what the CSO are telling us and what they're not telling us about. This is, we're talking here about wholesale electricity prices, and the key word there is wholesale. You know, if you pop into a shop or a cafe this morning and buy a sandwich, you're not paying the wholesale price of the bread and the filling, you're paying the retail price. And it's kind of the same with our electricity bills. Wholesale electricity prices typically make up about 30 to 40% of our final electricity bill. And wholesale electricity prices reflect, in essence, I suppose, Claire, the cost of generating electricity. But actually, the rest of our electricity bill is made up of what we call delivery charges. So it's not just the cost of making electricity. There's a pretty significant cost, which accounts for about 60% of our bill, in getting the electricity from the power stations into our homes. Now, that cost, Claire, covers things like the pylons, the power lines, all the copper, all these energy companies, of course, they've got staff, they've got a profit margin, which typically is 3 to 5%. And of course, then you need to add VAT on top of all of that. So while wholesale electricity prices are reducing, and that's good, the wholesale figures are really more interesting for industry. They're not so interesting for individuals. And what I always kind of look to here in a comparison with these CSO figures is what's happening to our retail electricity bills. And again, look, thankfully, there's some good news there. The energy regulator published a kind of a companion report nearly to the CSO data where they talk about our electricity bills. So if we were to rewind the clock there, Claire, and you mentioned about the horrible invasion of Ukraine, if we went back about 4 years before that, we were all typically paying about €1,000 a year for our electricity bill. During the height of the energy crisis, we were paying €2,000 a year, an incredible increase. We're back now, Claire, to somewhere around €1,400 a year paying for our electricity bill. That's good news. Now, part of that is, a big part of that reduction really is the reductions that we're seeing in wholesale electricity prices that the CSO are talking about today.
Mm-hmm. So can we expect them to fall even more, closer down to the €1,000, or is that day gone?
That day has gone really, Claire. Look, to be honest with people, electricity prices in Ireland are dominated by what's happening in natural gas markets in Europe. And that's a consequence of the fact that we use so much natural gas to generate most of our electricity in Ireland. In fact, if we look across the broader economy, Claire, Ireland is one of the most fossil fuel reliant economies in Northwest Europe. So the price we pay for that reliance on fossil fuels, which is supplied by others, is the high cost then that's translated into our electricity bills. And look, there's been a bit of good planning and a bit of good look in terms of natural gas markets in Europe over the last couple of years. The weather has been very kind. That means we're able to generate more electricity from the sunshine and from the wind. There has been no physical interruption, thanks be to God, in terms of attacks on pipelines, etc. But the market's very fragile. And as a consequence of that, Europe is now getting a lot more natural gas from America. That's essentially replaced the gas that was coming in pipes from Russia. The gas coming from the US is coming by ships. Ships are more expensive, which essentially means that we're kind of bottoming out now in terms of how cheap electricity prices we get in Ireland. So my view, Claire, really, over the next number of years, we're kind of locked into around somewhere between €1,200 a year for our electricity and €1,400 a year for our electricity.
But what about the promise of renewables, about wind and solar driving down the price of, you know, what we're paying on our bills as consumers?
Yeah, and that's a great promise of the future, but we have a real problem with the present. And the problem with the present is that we're just too slow in Ireland in building renewable projects. We're too slow in building wind farms. We're too slow in building solar farms. We're just too slow overall in moving away from fossil fuels. And once that reliance remains, that will always be reflected in our bills. So when I think about the great promise for renewables, you know, again, being honest with people, I can't really see that materializing into a meaningful impact in our electricity bills for about 3 to 4 years' time. And that just reflected, that's reflecting really, I suppose, just how slow and how long it takes to get these projects from the planning phase, from the construction phase, to the building phase, and to get them operational. So realistically, we're kind of locked into kind of a grey period over the next 4 years where we're going to be relying on massive amounts of natural gas supplied by others until we get our own house in order and start to produce an awful lot more electricity here ourselves.
All right, still going to be paying high prices, but at least they look a little bit better than they did a couple of years ago. Dr. Paul Dean from UCC, thank you very much for joining us.